What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Getting my morning started here in the Centennial Arboretum. Welcome to the heart of Philadelphia. And today, I am thinking about the philosophy of play and what that means to me as an artist, photographer, street photographer, whatever you want to call this thing. And so I find that ultimately the spirit of play is what we should try to embrace on the streets when we're practicing our photography. And so I like to think about photography as practice, because ultimately my philosophy with this idea of play is to become an amateur each and every day, to return to day one, carte blanche, and to start over from scratch. And so when you wake up in the morning, treat it like a miniature birth, like you were just born again. And when you go to bed at night, treat it like a miniature death. And assume that you won't wake up while you rest. And so what this does is, when you wake up in the morning, you have this exuberance for life, this gratitude for life, for the simple pleasure of walking outside, catching the sights, looking at things, looking at the trees, being surrounded by beauty, whether you're in a park or on the street, surrounded by people. You know, the simple pleasure of the drizzle of the rain, or, you know, the feeling of the air on your skin is enough to set you in motion. And so when you're out there and you're child again, born again each and every day, everything is novel and everything becomes interesting once again. You know, I think what happens as you get older and more experienced as a photographer, you may become burnt out because you feel as though you've seen it all, done it all, shot it all. But ultimately, there's infinite ways to photograph despite how mundane things may seem. And this, to me, is the ultimate aim of a street photographer, is to find beauty within the mundane, to uplift the ordinary to an extraordinary height. But I believe it requires the artist to return to day one, to return to being a child again. And so think of a child. A child has courage. A child has no fear. I remember being a kid climbing the trees, going to the tallest canopy in the forest. I would build sort of like teepees with sticks, sharpen spears, attempt to hunt deer, build bridges with stones, and explore the unknown with my camera, and sort of treat myself like a hero at that time as a child. And so I spent my youth in the Wissahickon Forest here in my backyard in Philadelphia. And as a child, you have no fear. You have this exuberance for life and courage because everything is interesting, and you feel fearless because you have no idea of what is out there. And so when you detach from what's out there, from the outcome, from what's in the world itself, you kind of float through the chaos on a feather bed. And then your goal is to put order to that chaos by embracing the unknown openly with this childlike spirit. I find that you can thrive as an artist. For now, when I'm returning each and every day to the same lane over and over again, embracing the mundane, I find infinite novel ways to articulate the same thing over and over again, whether it's my perspective and quite literally dropping low to the angle of a child, using the macro feature on my camera and snapshotting very mundane things like leaves with dewdrops on them, or using a higher vantage point and looking from a low perspective up at the trees and photographing this way. You know, there's a variety of ways that you can photograph the same thing. And I think that in order to embrace that sort of philosophy or spirit of play as a street photographer, think more about how you can position your physical body and relationship to the subject that you're photographing. And so what that means is, a child is down low, a child is shorter than an adult, a child is maybe exploring the world and all of its complexities and details because they're curious about these things, looking down at the flowers, picking them up and noticing things, noticing the dewdrops on the leaves and the greenery around you. And so when you embrace these very small fleeting details and uplift them in a photograph, you're affirming life as a childlike photographer. And to me, the goal is to make more pictures, increasing curiosity. And so that mindset and philosophy of returning to being a child is all about play. It's all about embracing the small things in life that a child engages with, right? When I'm in the park and I see these families homeschooling their children, or perhaps there's daycares here in the park, the children are incredibly beautiful, and it's so innocent the way that they play. They run around with sticks and they pick up the mushrooms, they're throwing rocks around. You know, that is to me what it means to be a child. It's to sort of use what you got and treat the world like a canvas. You know, think of the kids picking up sticks and building things, or playing with rocks and throwing things around and tinkering and exploring. You know, to me, this is what it is all about. You know, the philosophy of play as a photographer, it's exploring, tinkering, breaking things, picking things up, and trying to manipulate or articulate the world around you in your own unique way through your childlike vision. And I think that vision is ultimately your quote unquote style. Style isn't a black and white or color decision. Style isn't the subject matter you're photographing, but style is actually vision. It's what you're photographing and what you're excluding from the things that you photograph. And then what's on display is your soul. And so this to me is the most authentic way to approach photography. It's simply following your inner curiosities like a child would, and then snapshotting your way through life itself, where you treat your photography journey like a visual diary of your day, not taking it so seriously, embracing this spirit of play. And so once again, to recap, the philosophy of play as a street photographer is all about exploring like a kid again, you know, dropping down low. Like I'm right now, I'm approaching this beautiful, you know, sculpture of Goethe, and I'm just wondering, wow, like look at this grand sculpture. And then I can drop low and position him in this angle from a childlike perspective, isolating him from the background, using the leaves from this low vantage point as I'm here on the ground like a child, uplifting this beautiful sculpture, looking at him with wonder and awe. And I think that's how we should approach the streets, is finding everything infinitely fascinating and beautiful, not being hardened by what you've seen already, not being hardened by what's been done in the past before in the realm of photography or what you believe a photograph should manifest to be in reality. For that's what we're curious about, the result. And detaching from the result is how you're going to find the most authentic voice that you can have. And so essentially, as you're photographing, you're asking why, you're affirming life. And then over time, through you photographing your everyday life, your vision, your soul will be on display in the photographs you make. And to me, this is the art of play. This is the philosophy of play as a street photographer. Hope something I said today inspired you to go out there and practice your photography. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Peace.